there are things that are true about the spiritual life that the mental man or woman will never know. Men and women on this planet are bullied around, pushed from pillar to post without even knowing that it's happening to them. That's a fact. Without even knowing that it's happening to them. They call it, I want something or I don't want something. We're not denigrating natural desires and the fulfillment that comes through them. We're saying that there is a state of psychosis that exists in the present consciousness of the masses of the beings on this planet, by which there is a consensual arrangement to accept an interior conflict that there is no resolution for at the level of the mind that tries to get rid of its own pain. When a man or a woman begins at last, at long last, and it is my wish that all beings on this planet undergo the necessary change, that awakening includes intolerance. Now, strange word for a spiritually awakening human being. Who thinks of someone enlightened who's intolerant? But that's where the spiritual world and the physical mental realm separate. Even though the spiritual holds the physical cannot understand for a moment the way in which true life is perceived by the kingdoms above. To the point, when a person finally becomes absolutely intolerant of the states that have pushed them around, anxiety, resentment, regrets, self-loathing, that individual must go through a stage, several, but the stage that I'm describing is that they have to begin to feel this intolerance. I won't let myself be in the hands of this fear and this worry, this constant self-deprecation. I just won't turn myself over to these states. And for a long time, a man or woman will do the only thing they know to do, which is to fight with their own negative states. This is a necessary stage, because at a certain point, the individual will realize the only way to be fully and properly intolerant towards what is tormenting them is to surrender themselves to the tormentor. Now, that doesn't mean that they agree to be tormented. It means they agree to no longer be identified in any way whatsoever with what the tormentor is telling them about themselves. It is the dying to oneself. It is the true release of everything that wrecks life on this planet. Because all people know how to do now is fight flight when it comes to things that punish them. This is why the beautiful instruction, but turn my cheek, how many times should I turn my cheek? Once, twice, seven times, 77 times. How can a person even imagine that the way in which they achieve the ultimate victory is by surrendering themselves to what would crucify them? This is the mystery you will have to, as an individual, solve through your own direct efforts in searching for a way in which you can no longer be subject to the things that cause you to suffer the way they do.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.